Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to Faith Unhinged, the podcast where we highlight Christian business owners, faith-based businesses, and how they integrate faith into their business. This morning's guest is actually a mentor, a friend of mine, and I'm looking forward to interviewing him because he's been an integral part in my walk in faith, but also in business, and I consider him a great friend and a mentor. So everybody, welcome Rich Petru from Redstone Payment Solutions. Hi, Rich. How you doing, buddy?
Great, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor that you asked me to do this.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. Let's jump right in. I gotta tell you, I've been in the merchant processing business for going on close to 20 years now. And I started out just after the just before the pandemic, or not the pandemic, but 2008, the market crash. And you know, things were kind of crazy then, and I was looking for just a different thing to do because I was in the health insurance business, and that was kind of taking a fall. And so I got into merchant processing, and just to make a long story short about that, what I did is I got with a couple companies that weren't so great, and I won't bring up their names. Don't want to get sued or anything. So I got with a couple companies, and about I think it was 2017, I got a call from Redstone, and they wanted me to just interview with them and talk to them. And I got to tell you, Rich, it was the best decision I ever made for my career. It definitely was, because I learned early on from one of my other mentors that one of the most important things when you're doing business is to align yourself with people that have, you know, the same focus, the same vision, the same morals that you have. And I find that to be very, very important in business. I feel like you guys at Redstone, you personally definitely portray that. You do it well, and you do business with excellence. So I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate you. You're a solid member of the team, and we're blessed to have you be part of Redstone.
Awesome. Thank you. So if you don't know what Redstone does, they do merchant processing. They do cash advances for your business, and they do POS systems, Clover. There's a lot of other integrations that we do as well. And so definitely check them out when you can. That's redstonepaymentsolutions.com.
Yep.
Well, let's get started with the questions here, Rich. So basically, tell me just a little bit about your business and how you integrate faith into your business, what that looks like to you.
Okay. Well, like Dave mentioned, we are a credit card processing company. So we get to work with small and medium-sized businesses, which I love because I just think that's the salt of the earth people, and really what makes America America as a small business owner. So we're fortunate enough to get to work with that group of people. And as far as faith in business, I think it's just ingrained, not only, I mean, in our business, but just in my life. And I attribute that to my dad, who I get to work with as well, and my brothers. I mean, our faith since I'm one of the lucky ones, right? I went to church every Sunday growing up, and just had a strong family dynamic that helped push me in that direction. And I just never really known anything else. And I try to live my life by that. I mean, of course, we all make mistakes, but it's just really ingrained. I think it's just how you treat people, and just going along business the same way I lead my life, I think is just how we've been able to do it, and what we focus on with our faith, and just treating people right.
Love that. When did you get started in the business?
So I got started. So my dad, long story short, was a banker for a number of years. When I was getting ready to go off to college, he was a president of a bank for like 20 something years, and they basically let him go because the bank was sold, and the big Chase came in and bought their bank and said, hey, thanks for your service, we no longer need you. And my dad, again, as I said earlier, you know, definitely led me in my faith walk, and he's always always lived his life that way. So as soon as people heard about that, a lot of people were clamoring to get him to come work with them. And so he got into the credit card business. Played baseball in college and then played professionally a little bit. And as soon as I got done playing professionally, which was a crushing blow when they tell you they don't want you anymore, you have to give up your dream of playing baseball. And at that point, my older brother, who's 2 years older than me, had kind of already started in the merchant business. And so he said, hey, why don't you come join me? And so that would have been in 99, I believe.
Okay. What was that? Got into.
Do what?
Which brother was that?
That was Greg. It was Greg.
Okay.
Yep, Greg. So, so pretty much once I got done playing, I think, cried in my beer for a couple of days and then just got back to work. Said, hey, baseball's not going to be it for me. I got to find something else. And I mean, it's funny. I went straight from that to this and I'm still doing it and I still love it.
Yeah. Speaking of baseball, I'm still pretty perturbed by the fact that Justin Verlander ended up going over to I'm a Tigers fan, Detroit Tigers fan.
Yeah. Yeah. We love Verlander.
Yeah. I know you do. He's getting old, but he still looks pretty good.
Still good.
Awesome. What inspired you to start your business? And how do you, I think you covered that mostly in that last part there. But how do you incorporate your faith into the day-to-day operations of your business? What are some examples of that?
I mean, just I think the way you treat people, whether it's employees or customers, if you're not treating people, I really don't know how people, have that I focus and are successful, because I think the only reason we're successful is because of our people, you being one of them, people that are in our office. I mean, you can't do it all yourself. So I think just the way, the do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I try to really put myself in their situation when, people have, life is life. People have things come up, and I feel honored and blessed to be able to help people when I can, and our business can. And, I think it's just ingrained in our business and who we are, our family. I mean, if we can help somebody, we're going to help somebody. And we know, not that we don't do it for that reason, but at the end of the day in business, if you treat people right, they're going to come back again and again and again. Yeah. And that's what you want.
That's so true. I definitely take that approach too. But I also just want to point out the fact that, one thing I noticed when I was, first talking to you guys was the fact that the majority of your employees, if not all of them, have been with you for several years.
Yes.
And that makes a huge difference. I know you had to make some small cuts with, with COVID and everything. But when I called you and I had just something that really inspired me was my daughter was actually looking for a job and she was down in Houston. And I said, hey, my daughter's looking for a job. You have anything open? And he said, not right now. But if we were going to hire somebody, it would be the people that we had to, kind of temporarily lay off, which I thought was amazing, because, that's so important in business. Like I said, you align yourself with the people that you trust, mm-hmm. that you can depend on. And, it says a lot for a company that doesn't have a high turnover rate. That's what about you as a person as a company. So,
And I think that does come from leading with your faith. I mean, there's no question anybody that works for us knows where we stand on that, and that we're very faith-based and put our trust in Jesus Christ, and we live our life that way and run our business that way. So I think that makes a big difference as well.
Thank you for bringing the name of Jesus up, by the way. I don't know what it is, but people sometimes have a hard time doing that. I don't know if it's like a, like a PC thing, or you just want to be like, politically correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for doing that, because
absolutely
an issue nowadays.
Yeah.
In what ways does your business engage with the community to reflect its faith-based values? How do you connect with the community
We do some things with, I was just at, I'm on the board of a Christian school, here that's in our community. And I actually had a meeting, which is why I was running a little late to our podcast. That was an 8 o'clock meeting. And then I rushed back over. But so we try to get involved in organizations that are like-minded, that want to spread the word of Jesus Christ and what he's done for humanity and what he can do for us individually. So awesome. We align ourselves that way. And any time that we can help any organization, even that we're not personally involved with, but that calls us and has a need, we're all in to help that. And anything that can spread the word, if we can help in some small way, in a business way, great. In a personal way, we're all in.
Very cool. Very cool. Could you share a particularly impactful story where your business made a difference in someone's life through its faith-based approach?
Do you remember Jim Waring?
I do a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so Jim Waring has actually made a huge impact on my life. He has passed on, sadly, but we hired Jim when we were hiring outside sales partners. We hired Jim, I don't have the years, but we'll call it 10 years ago or so. Yeah. It was around about that time. And just a great guy on the phone. You know, sometimes we hire people, we don't get to meet them face to face. At first, it's just over the phone. And this was kind of before the whole Teams revolution and web type stuff. So I didn't even get to see him on the computer. Right. But then, after working with us for several months, he came to the office and he didn't sound very old on the phone. But when he came into office, I had no idea he was 80 years old.
Wow.
But he was 80 years old he was like 50 going on I mean, 80 going on 50 is what I was trying to say. But he's just full of energy, full of life. You couldn't have a conversation without him bringing up Jesus Christ. I mean, he was very
awesome.
He was very full of belief and just filled with the Holy Spirit. But a couple of years after working with us, we had to go through, we get audited by Visa and MasterCard. I mean, it's just part of the business we're in. Right. And they came in and like, hey, we need all these background reports on all your employees. Oh, no problem. Okay. And so we have our normal background checks that we do. And
sure.
Jim checked out fine. Cause we don't hire anyone without that. Well, this was a little bit more extensive of a background check that we did. And, Mindy Wilson, our human resource director, I remember it very distinctly. She came into my office and said, Rich, we have a problem. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she said, Mr. Waring is a felon. And not only is he a felon, he's a felon of, forgery and, basically had theft and, stolen some money. And
something to your business.
Yes. And I was like, which we cannot hire. We definitely have given people chances that have been in jail, with just different things. But when it comes to fraud and bank fraud,
right.
We can't do that because we're in that space. And so basically the decision at that point was we're going to have to let Mr. Waring go. And I was like, gosh, and I'd really grown to respect him and I loved talking to him every day. So upbeat, just did everything right. His customers loved him. So, of course, I drew the short straw to call Jim, and it really wasn't a short straw. It was my straw to draw because I'm the one that talked with them all the time. And I said, hey, Jim, I don't even know how to start this conversation, right? So I just say it. I say, Jim, I've got some bad news. We did this. We were required to do this type of report, and this came up, and he got quiet, which Jim was never quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that he was actually crying a little bit, and so I was like, Jim, what's it? When he goes, I was told that I didn't need to bring this up because this is behind me. This all is a bad time in my life. And it did happen several years prior.
Right.
And, I prayed about it. I thought about it. And I'm like, I know Jim.
Yeah.
I don't know previous Jim, but I know the Jim I know, and I trust him and I believe in him. And so I went to my dad and brothers and I'm like, this is what we're supposed to do. I know we have to, but I just, there's something about this guy and his faith is so strong. And I truly believe he's redeemed and
yeah.
I have no worries on him. And so we all agreed and prayed about it and said, all right, we're going to keep him on.
Yeah.
With that, past the recommendation of what Visa and those companies were telling us you can't have. And so he stayed on with us for another 8 years. He did pass away from COVID, actually got to speak at his funeral. It was amazing.
Wow.
And just, I'm so glad that I listened to my heart and you know, what God was telling us to do, because the paper says you got to let him go, but we didn't. Yeah. And yeah, we're blessed for it. His customers are still with us. Every time one of his customers calls and they ask about his wife, I mean, he just did so much, but he had a redemptive story. I mean, he did do some bad things, and he didn't shy away from saying that. But so I'd say that's probably the most memorable kind of point.
I love that. And I love the fact that you guys prayed about it too.
Yep.
I'm assuming that's something you do with just about any importance. And, you know, that's key.
Absolutely.
For sure. And running a business, I think that's awesome, because you're not just depending on, you know, the world's view of things or your view of things. You're depending on God to guide you in those decisions and those directions. So that's awesome. I'd love to hear that. And that's why I love doing these interviews, because we get the whole story. You know, you can't get the whole story just talking to you for 10 minutes or, mm-hmm. you know, at your business. You can't really get that. So I appreciate that. But I wanted to share something with you as far as like visiting for the first time at Redstone. I don't know if you remember or not. Yeah, I don't think you see me at this point. It was extremely hot. I think it was like June or July, like brutally hot down there.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to be relaxed, and I feel like I'm comfortable enough to do this. I'm going to go ahead and wear some shorts and a t-shirt and just kind of like, you know, bum out a little bit. Right. And stupid me. I walk in and the first person I meet is your dad. And I'm like, I cannot believe I'm wearing flip-flops. I had flip-flops on, shorts, t-shirt, and I had like, my toes were, you know, really nasty, and it was just terrible, terrible idea. So I learned my lesson and never do that again.
Yeah, and my dad is a old school guy, a baker, like right. polished shoes every right. day, press pants, yeah. press shirt, the whole bit. Yep.
Not only that, yeah. your dad and Amanda at the same
yes.
time. I'm like, oh my goodness. What are you gonna do here? They're gonna think I'm an idiot.
Hey, no, there was no judgment from them, I guarantee.
Awesome. That's really cool. Let's see here. What, kind of looking ahead, how do you see your faith continuing to shape the direction of your growth in your business? Like, we heard the stuff that you've already done. How do you see it as you move forward in your business? How do you see it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't think there's any other way that I could run a business, because, you know, you do make decisions sometimes on faith. You know, you don't always know if it's going to work out, whether you're spending lots of money on some sort of new product or what have you. But, you know, you just got to put your trust in him that he's going to lead you down the right path. And, you know, he always has. And I believe that he always will. So we keep our faith there, pointed there. Of course, we sit down and look at the numbers and do what we need to do. But at the same time, I just think it's so ingrained in me. And again, I was blessed to have great parents, which, you know, is a prayer. I pray for everybody. I mean, if you do start out in life so much better if you have great parents. And I was definitely blessed with that. And, you know, not to get political and all that stuff, but when you get into, you know,
it's a big issue. Sure.
I just think we're missing the boat. On a lot of this racial stuff and everything, I think it really just comes down to parents. You know,
totally agree.
You're not predisposed to be successful because you're a certain color, but mm-hmm. you're predisposed to be successful if you have great parents.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key.
Love that. I totally agree with you on that for sure. What advice would you give to entrepreneurs? Somebody maybe starting out the business, who wish to integrate their faith into their business ventures. What advice would you give? Maybe you made some mistakes you wish you wouldn't have, or anything.
Don't shy away from it, because you're right. Like you said earlier, like, hey, thanks for bringing up, you know, Jesus. It's sad, but that's true. In a lot of business, you know, I have a lot of friends that work for Fortune 500 companies, and, you know, they're not supposed to say certain things and all that kind of stuff. But you know, we're blessed in a small business. We don't really have to play in that space. We can do what we want to do. But I think, I think just don't be ashamed of it. I think it only is going to bring you.
I'm glad you brought it.
That's not why you do it, but it's going to bring you dividends because people like dealing with like-minded people, and there's a lot of quiet Christians out there. But when you bring it up, boy, they're oh yes, absolutely. You know, so it's, I think you just have to be who you are, and if you have the Holy Spirit in you, let it be in your business too. Don't try to compartmentalize that.
Yeah, for sure. If you you could collaborate, you could work with one person, whether it be like a celebrity or like a Billy Graham type person in your business, who would you just love to collaborate with?
That's funny you said that's the person that was in my mind was a Billy Graham, because I think that what he did, and you know, I'm hoping there's another Billy Graham coming
yeah.
soon, because you know, it was a big revival that happened, and you know, you can see a lot of him and a lot of the preachers and Christian people that, you know, have drawn from his ability that was God given.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, I mean, I just think somebody like that, just the difference he made and how many people he brought to the Lord. And you think about what if he wasn't around, where would we be now if he didn't show up 50 or 60 years ago, whatever it was, you know? And I see, you know, the church I go to, we have an amazing, amazing pastor. I grew up Catholic.
I didn't
went to Catholic school all through college and everything. But in college, I started attending a thing called Breakaway, which was on Tuesday nights. It started at 9 o'clock actually, and it was this guy Greg Mott. He had a little band, and he would get up and basically do it was a Bible study. But hundreds and hundreds of college students went. And it's kind of where I met I knew my wife, but we started going to that. That's where we really, really connected. And he was just this amazing speaker, Billy Graham type speaker, but young guy, a couple years older than me at that time, in college, and built this. So several years before, it started with him in his apartment and four or five guys. Well, now they have to have it at Reed Arena, which is where the A&M basketball team plays, seats like 15,000 people. They have to have two events on Tuesday night because it's full. And my daughter goes, which how cool is that? My daughter's a freshman at A&M and goes. But just, you know, somebody like that and to see the what he's built. So anyways, long in story, I kind of lost my train. But that's how I ended up at the church I'm at. And it's not a Catholic church. It actually happens to be a Baptist church, but it's a Bible-believing church. But my wife and I went, and I was like, oh, I don't know, you know, Baptist is not normally, I'm not comfortable, you know, being a Catholic and whatever. And then all of a sudden Greg Mott walked out, and that's the church he leads now here in Houston. And I'm like, oh, wow. I'm sold. I could listen to him all day. And he's
what's the name of the church again?
First Baptist Houston.
In Houston. Okay.
Yep. They have four campuses. The one we attend's in Cypress, you know, they have the main one. There's one downtown and there's one in Siena. But he's just a dynamic speaker. And, you know, he started that Breakaway ministry that's still going today. So, you know, and Billy Graham did that right on a national level, which just really blows my mind that he was able to do.
Have you been to a place in Asheville?
I'm sorry?
Have you been to Billy Graham's place in Asheville?
I have not.
He's got a retrieve center there.
Yeah.
In Italian, it's pretty amazing. He's got down in his, one of his levels of his, of his place there, he's got pictures from throughout his history, like from the beginning to the end. And you just walk in there and you can just feel the presence of God, and like you just can't not cry, you know, like you're just standing there like just looking at all this stuff. And I think of him, I think of Reinhard Bonnke as well. I think there's just some amazing people. And you're right, we need more faith leaders like that in this country. And I think that's I think they're still here. I just think
people
needs to be raised up a little bit for sure, and start leading more too.
Absolutely. Yeah. That Christian school that I'm involved with, that's what they talk about is sending out warriors for Christ. You know, they're developing them from kindergarten all the way to high school. And, you know, we need more of that.
Yeah, I got to tell you that that retreat center would be a good place to do a business retreat for sure.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I would love to go see that.
I'll send you some info on it. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to share with our listeners before we head out?
No, I mean, I think just keeping your faith and your personal life obviously is super important, but I think it is equally important in your business life. And I just don't think you should ever shy away from it.
That's awesome.
You know, let people know who you are and what you believe and where your heart is, and you'll be successful. What success looks like is up to him.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, listen, thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. Again, Rich Patru, Redstone Payment Solutions, Redstone Merchant Processing, POS Systems. If you want to, please leave comments for me or questions for me or for Rich if you want to hear some more answers from him on some things that you might be struggling with or dealing with in your own faith walk and business. Maybe you're starting up a business. You just need some advice from a seasoned expert like Rich. definitely. And again, don't forget to visit faithunhinged.com. Like, subscribe on YouTube, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
You pass by, we lift our eyes. You call our name and we arise. Yeah.